Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Same sound I make when I sneak into my kids' Easter candy and eat all their Reese's peanut butter cups. Thank you very much.
Dad text.
My daughter last night was like, "Who got into my Reese's cups?" She was going after us. I was like, "Wasn't me. Oh, that's probably your brother."
Yeah, you blame it on the other one.
It's totally me. Totally me. All right, so phone lines are going to be wide open here. Our producer Josh is standing by, ready to take your calls. I want people that have worked with children, teachers, anyone at daycare facilities. We actually got a note from somebody who used to work at a Toys R Us, actually, which is kind of funny. If you worked with children and they completely overshared with you, 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. We want to hear about what the kids overshared. Now, I threw this up on my Facebook over the weekend, and Emily wrote in. She says, "Hey, Jer, I'm a second grade teacher. A while back, we had just come back from recess. I was helping a student at his desk. I leaned over to point something out on his paper. And he looks up at me and says, 'Your shirt smells like my grandma and your armpits smell like Chuck E. Cheese.'"
Gosh.
Couple of the kids nearby heard it, started laughing. I immediately went into teacher mode and was like, "This is not something we say out loud."
Yeah.
She's like, "I was trying not to lose it." The best part, 5 minutes later, he raised his hand again and goes, "I think it's because you're warm."
Oh.
She's like, "I made it through the day, but not going to lie, I did full armpit checks multiple times throughout the day."
Oh, there's no way that that's not going to hit you on a personal level at some point, right?
Your armpits smell like Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh, no.
Jess shot me a message. She says, "I teach fifth grade. We were doing a simple 'What do your parents do for work?' assignment. One student goes, 'My dad works from home. He has a lot of meetings in his room with the door locked.' Then he added, 'Sometimes I hear a lady laughing in there.'"
Oh.
The kid went on to say, "The weird part is she only comes over when my mom isn't home."
Oh.
Boy.
Kid just said, "Kids be just casually dropping bombs and keep on moving like it's nothing." Damn!
And I know, they're just making friendly conversation, right?
Yeah. Do I want to read this one? This one's pretty good. She was talking to her kids. This is from Megan, kindergarten teacher. We were talking about problem solving, and I said, "What should we do if somebody makes you mad?" One kid raised his hand and said, "My mom says if somebody makes you mad, just ignore him." Then another kid goes, "My mom says ignore him too. Unless it's dad, then you take his Xbox controller and throw it at him." She went on to say, "Works every time."
Yeah.
She said, "Kids are tiny, unfiltered podcasts about their parents, and I love every second of it." And that's from Megan.
Well, I think part of it, too, is that you think as a kid, you're like remembering some fact of information and you want to tell everybody. You have no idea. Spilling the beans. You just heard your parents say it. So you can't wait to tell somebody, you know, whatever it is that your parents said. So I get it. But man, does it make for hilarity.
It's so funny. Innocent.
Oh,
those kids will say the darndest things. They'll share the darndest things. And the people in the industries where you work with children, you hear it all. If you're a teacher, child care worker, what did the kids say to you that made you literally LOL? 303-691-1649. Michelle says, "When I taught kindergarten, one of the students came up and told me, 'Daddy was having surgery today, so he couldn't have babies anymore.'" Oh, okay. All right. Christina said, "I was at a childcare center in the van. We were driving back to the center after picking the kids up from school, and a kid goes, 'Hey, that's where my dad buys all of his beer.'" And then Joyce wrote in, this was on my Facebook, she said, "I had a kindergarten student. I asked them why he was late again, and he tells me, 'Well, mom and dad were taking a shower together, and they took too long again.'" Man! Dang, mom and dad!
Used up all the water.
Simma
dang
down.
It.
It's like 7 in the morning, for goodness sakes. What did the kids say to you? 303-691-1649. Here's Christine. Hi, Christine.
Hi, good morning.
Well, good morning to you. Are you in the teaching industry?
No, I am not. It was my kid actually ratted me out.
Oh, excellent. Perfect. What'd they do?
So my son's in preschool, and I had recently got this silly, happy, golden-sized, dollar-sized taco tattoo. It's just a happy taco tattoo. It's on, like, my butt hip area. Uh-huh. And I was showing everybody all weekend. It was a cute taco. And I'm like, look at my happy taco. He goes to school and tells his whole class that mommy has a brand new happy taco.
Hey, that's great.
Yep. Mrs. Bennett is like, I know it's probably not what I think it is, but I heard you have a brand new taco. Like, oh, my goodness.
You're like, it's so happy, too. It's so happy.
Yep. It was the best.
Can you send us a picture of it?
I will totally send you a picture of it. You can totally post it online.
Can we?
Yeah.
I want to see your happy taco. Text it right now, 303-691-1649 when you hang up, okay?
Sounds perfect. Yeah. I will text you.
He's into it.
I want to see it.
I want to see it. Christine, thanks for the laughs. Have a good day.
Bye, guys. Love you.
Love you, too. Kisses. You had one along the same lines, too, with your dad, didn't you?
Can I say it?
Richard. There's a shorthand name for Richard.
And so my mom's nickname for him. And so when I was little, we were all walking out to our car after church. And my parents were walking with our pastor. And he looks at my dad. He's talking to my dad. And he was like, Richard or Rich, can I call you Rich? And I look right at him in the eye. And I said, you can call him Tricky Dick like my mom does.
Yeah. Pastor.
Because it was just something.
It's just kind of a cutesy nickname.
And as kids, you have no idea, but you're just like in the. Like, my mom would say it to my dad lovingly, like, oh, Tricky Dick, you know? Yeah. And so, like, it was just something around the house that she said to him. I didn't know that it was kind of like.
A little risque, especially to say to a pastor, out of context.
Like, the way that pastor looked at me, like, I needed to go get cleansed right now.
Wash that mouth out.
He threw holy water on you. It was pretty funny. I remember about Zoe and her dad. Like, it was so funny because they had this thing, like, Zoe's dad cracked his neck a lot, right? Like, mm-hmm. That was one of the things that he did. And he always said, he's like, I'm such a crack addict. Like, that's what he said. And so she went to school one day and said she cracked her neck. And she's like, I'm a crack addict. And so the teacher had a talk with us because this little 7-year-old baby was walking around the school saying she's a crack addict. But she just like cracking her knuckles and stuff.
Okay,
so
I love that one.
You got to have an explanation for it.
Love that one.
There was some really good explanation for that.
Josh, did you have one?
I did have one. And this is funny, Katie. Mine actually had to do with church as well. There was one time that the Broncos were in a playoff game and the game was being recorded because all my family wanted to watch it after church.
Uh-huh.
And so for some reason, I found out the score from my dad. And I remember all the church guys and some of my family members were watching the game at our house. And I'm walking in and they're like, Josh, do not tell us the score. We want to watch this game. And I go, I don't know what the score was. I just know the Broncos lost by 3. I got chased out of the room by a man who was so mad at me. And that was 26 years ago at this point. And they still bring it up. So they don't forget. They still bring it up
so
to me
good.
That I broke the rules and said this score for everybody. Oh,
I'll give
so
you
pissed.
Three more that came in over text. Robin says, one time I had a kid tell me he was late to school because her dad had a really hard time pooping this morning. He said, poor guy, or she said, poor guy, I never forgot about it and thought about it every time I saw him after that. Hey, Brad, how was your crap this morning? I had a student make a card for mom for Mother's Day, wrote on there, what makes mom happy? Red Moscato. Mom's favorite drink, red Moscato. Yeah. What
Mommy
makes
wine.
Mom mad when she doesn't have red Moscato? That's good.
Tell him my secrets, kid.
And then Tyler, this one's spot on. Had a student who was gone for a few days. I asked where he had been. He said, I can't tell you. Dad told me not to. I said, it's okay. You can tell me. He responded, I went camping with Dad, but don't tell Mom. Women aren't allowed to come because they never stop talking.